Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's chat some biking here on the Kona Edge today. I am Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the podcast. And this one, once again, brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. If you're looking for an indoor trainer, you cannot go wrong. Let me tell you all the details coming up, exactly how you can get your Wahoo Kicker. But if you'd like to find out more, all you need to do is text the word indoor. That's I-N-D-O-O-R. To 44222, and I will send you all the details. That's the word indoor to 44222. Go check it out, and by doing so, really helps us keep things going here at the Kona Edge. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T-Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Punch Chats of Viking. We head back to Sydney, Australia to catch up with Jackie Foley. Jackie, welcome back onto to the podcast. You come from a strong swimming background. So how would you rate your bike? I mean, would you say that's your second best, or would you rate your run a bit better than your bike right now?
I would rate my run a little bit better. I think I have a pretty long, lean build that looks like a runner build. bike is my weakest, so it's something I do need to spend a lot of time on.
But that in itself is a good thing, because it's the longest leg of a triathlon, so there's lots of time to be made up there. You must going forward look forward to sort of big improvements still.
Yes, yeah, that's definitely the area I can see myself dropping the most time in.
Over your triathlon career, looking at your bike, what are some of the things you've done that have really moved the needle, that have helped you sort of get better and stronger on the bike?
I think one thing is outdoor rides, getting hills in. I think that gives us a lot of strength to be doing hill work. So, you know, I might be doing a five-hour ride, but I keep it with some rolling hills in there. And then also I might, on shorter rides, find a good hill climb and repeat it a few times.
Okay. You also mentioned that you do quite a bit on the indoor trainer, and for intensity, that's really good. Tell me a little about some of those indoor training sets that you do.
I do. So during the week, most of my bike is on the trainer. And again, I had mentioned in swimming, I like long warm-ups. I usually do 20 minutes of just warming up. And some of it has to do with a lot of the rides are at 5 a.m. and I'm still waking up. and then I gradually get into hard workouts. I usually start off, so like a 20-minute warm-up and then 20 minutes where I'm 1 minute all out, 1 minute off. So do that. And then I'll start into doing some sets where I'm doing 5-minute blocks at certain watts. So I might do five minutes at 160 and then 5 minutes at 210. And I switch up the watts a bit.
On your, I mean, that's on the indoor. Are you sitting on your bike on like a Wahoo Kicker as an example, or are you on a watt bike? Have you got a power meter on your bike?
So we have CompuTrainer. Okay. I don't have a power meter on my bike, so I have nothing outside. But through the CompuTrainer program, I can see the watts on the computer screen.
How does that?
And that's the only time I'm ever looking at power is when I'm on the trainer.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. How do you sort of? Have you learned what 160 watts, for example, feels like, that you can then put that out on the road, not knowing the exact number, but knowing what it feels like?
Yeah, that's what I'm essentially doing, not having the power on my bike. But I do end up spending enough time on the trainer that I start to get a feel for what that is. For example, my husband was out of town for the past couple weeks, so everything I did 10 hours a week, and I'm not training for anything, so I guess that's that's pretty good. And it was all train to ride. So, I really start to get zoned into just what it feels like.
Yeah. And your favorite ride, if you could only do one ride a week and it had to be your favorite, what would you do over and over and over?
Probably similar to what I just told you.
Okay.
That's something, I think, because I can mentally stick with it. And when you're on the trainer, I'm out in the garage and I'm by myself, and you need something that keeps you mentally focused.
Yeah. How do you stay mentally focused on an indoor trainer? I mean, it's almost like running on a treadmill. It can become mindless. What do you do to sort of keep yourself in that zone?
I usually break it into smaller chunks. A good example was when I trained for my first Ironman, Ironman Malaysia. We were living in Singapore, and the air quality was poor, so I was doing my six-hour rides on the trainer because I wasn't able to work out outside. And everything was broken into – everything was like two-hour chunks, so it felt like three two-hour workouts. I'd wake up early and I'd leave the lights off and just ride in the dark for 2 hours, and it would be quiet and I would just be in my own thoughts. And then the kids would wake up and I'd have 2 hours where they're watching kids shows in the room and I could chat with them and get refills on nutrition. And then my husband usually would take him out for the last 2 hours, and then it was back to me and my thoughts, but it was daylight and I had the view out of our condo window. And so I just kind of thought of it in smaller chunks.
Wow, that's I can't wrap my head around 6,000 indoor trainer. Massive respect.
I'm still going back and wondering how I did it, but it was the necessity at the time.
Now, I guess that's exactly it. It'll make you mentally tough. There's no two ways about that. And on those long, lonely Ironman race rides, I think it probably does help. Jackie, great to catch up. Look forward to chatting about your run next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
This episode of the Kone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's it for this edition of the Kone Edge. Thank you so much to our guest Jackie Foley once again. And thank you to you, Nikki Gillies in Australia, for leaving us a 5-star review saying, I love this Tri podcast. I love listening to the Kone Edge. I often listen in the car when training Lots of short shows you can listen to any time, and longer ones too. So many great tri-specific topics discussed and really interesting interviews and discussions with notable triathletes. Definitely worth subscribing to and adding to your playlists. Nikki, thank you for that. iTunes review, it is hugely appreciated. And thank you for taking the time to connect with us. Don't forget, if you'd like to connect, we're on social media. You can find me at Big Brad Brown across pretty much all the platforms, or you can reach out to the Kone Edge as well. You can find us at the Kone Edge on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you hang out on social media. So do reach out, come say hi, and we've got a pretty active Kone Edge Facebook group as well. If you'd like to join it, all you need to do is head over to thekoneedge.com/Facebook, and it'll redirect you there straight away. That's thekoneedge.com/Facebook.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kone Edge.